Good morning, everyone. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, the preview hour. Steve Bakken and I are live in Medora. And I tell you what, we're going to talk a little bit about bucket list today on the program. If Medora is not on your bucket list, if you haven't been here yet, I have to know why. I can't fathom that. This is a beautiful place, Medora, North Dakota. Mark Skogerbo is going to walk us through some news headlines here to start the hour. We're going to chat with Randy Hansenbuehler. Randy's the president of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Talk a little bit about their vision, about what's happening at Medora this year. And we also have a number of guests from the man that plays Teddy Roosevelt himself, as a matter of fact, to some Burning Hill singers that are in the Medora musical cast, which is at that all-new time, and talk about all things Medora today on the program. Steve and I are looking forward to a fun edition of the program today, live and direct from we're actually at the Rough Rider Hotel in Medora on a beautiful morning. And we arrived last night about sunset, just in time to take that drive through the park, which was absolutely beautiful. Saw some wild horses and buffalo come right up close to the vehicle, and even, you know, kind of a family stroll. We saw coming up on the road, saying, what the heck are we looking at here? And it was buffalo young and old, so it was pretty neat. Anyway, let's talk about some news headlines here first up, and then we'll talk about Medora and give you a little preview. Steve and I are going to chat with Randy Hansenbuehler here in just a couple of minutes. Mark Skogerbo is here, who will chair the Common Sense Club a little later on in the program, and the missing emails are no longer missing from President Prashani's account. Is that the that's the big story of the day there, Mark?
Mr. Skogan seems to think that they're not missing. We know where they are.
Yeah.
So I guess if they're not missing, then nothing naughty happened.
Forum story today says the more than 45,000 reported deleted emails from the inbox are not gone for good, according to Larry Skogan, as you say. Officials are still trying to determine if they were ever deleted. This thing reads like a soap opera, doesn't it?
Wow. And to have such a shocking indictment by so many people in Bresciani, you know, if this never happened.
Well, for one, I mean, they could have been parked somewhere. In other words, I don't know that you ever delete an email, do you? I mean, I think the cyber experts can pull the emails up from whatever. But here's what Larry Skogan said. He said, we know where they are. There's no missing emails. So, you know, they might have been put in a trash bin, right, but not deleted. You know how that goes? Once you delete some, I don't know. Anyway, it still seems a little fishy to me. Because obviously there were 45,000 emails that disappeared, and now they know where they are. So I guess once you take a look at them, if you find out, hey, is the dinner tonight at 6:30 or is it at 7, then it was no big deal. And if it was, Ham Shirvani's a scoundrel, we need to get the guy fired, then it's a different thing. So but now probably rests on what the content of those emails.
Well, now they're going to look at it a lot closer when they find them. You know, this invites even more intense scrutiny. But maybe it'll be just as nice as what happened to Sarah Palin. The press went charging up to Alaska to look through her thousands of emails and found absolutely nothing and never said they were sorry. You never know. I hope they say they're sorry if Prasciani comes out clean as the driven snow.
Well, of course, he's all along said it wasn't him. It was somebody else. So, you know, I guess early on we learned that it wasn't him deleting them. It was more a case of... I think his biggest vulnerability at this point is this sort of anti-system attitude again. You know, there's this there's this continued rub between a university system and the individual universities in this idea that how dare they have access to my email suggests, again, I work for myself. I don't work for anybody else. I'm you know, this is us. This is not we. So anyway, that's the biggest issue. One other note on this story. Both the University System Office, NDSU, and Microsoft are evidently all part of this now, trying to find out if and when the reported 45,000 emails from Prashani's inbox were deleted. They're still waiting on more forensic evidence. Once that's determined, according to Larry Skogan, they'll be able to answer questions regarding the emails. As soon as we know what happened, we'll let everybody know. But anyway, whether they were temporarily lost or whether they were deleted and now found, we don't know, but they've got them. So there's no great mystery anymore in those as well. How about this little 10-year-old Fargo boy that got the lung given the okay to leave the hospital? Can you imagine getting a new lung and then, you know, a few days later, see you later, head home? It's amazing medicine can do these days, isn't it, Mark?
Kids are just tremendously resilient, and it just goes to show that 10-year-olds can have adult lungs, you know? But it took that amazing Sarah Murnaghan to fight that battle. It was just an amazing spearhead for good science that trumped very old science and rigid government bureaucracy. And two kids are living now. It's just very cool.
Yeah, amazing. This family's been through a lot, too. They've been living in an RV for the past 8 months after selling their house in Fargo. They're going to stay in Houston for a few months so he can go in frequently for tests and checkups and whatnot. And the Texas Children's Hospital was the only medical center that would take this youngster. And he would either, leave there with new lungs or be remembered as the boy who fought and never gave up.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing ordeal.
It really is.
And as you say, broke a barrier there in that no longer is. What did they do? Temporarily waive the rule in his case of, what was it, under 16 or 15? You can't get an adult loan?
Under 12.
12, okay, yeah.
Yep.
And they waived it in his case now, or are they changing the rule?
Well, because of the precedent established by the judge that overturned Sebelius and gave Sarah, another 10-year-old, the right to a lung, it established precedent. I think the hospital in Texas was just going ahead anyway. But as soon as that judge found for the other 10-year-old, it was a slam dunk.
Do you think North Dakota should buy Lawrence Welk's house?
Well, he's a very famous guy. I think it'd be a good investment.
This isn't the state, just doing it willy-nilly. It's the State Historical Society considering buying the boyhood home of Lawrence Welk. If I walked into West Acres in Fargo or Kirkwood Mall or any mall and I said, Lawrence Welk, do you think 10% of the patrons would know who he is? I think you'd have to have gray hair to know who Lawrence Welk is. I don't know. I'm 48, and I can remember, the bubbles and a one and a two and a few, passing images of the television show. But, that's like anything, right? I mean, history is forgotten if you just let it go. So I think this is a great idea, even though you could probably make the argument that he's far from a household name anymore. But it's still a great piece of North Dakota history, isn't it?
And what an icon for a generation and a launching pad for all kinds of careers. The guy was a happy, cheerful man. It was, they're still running it on public TV on a regular basis, running the, I know somebody out in California says they watch the Lawrence Welk show every week. This was last year said that.
It's not a done deal yet. They're going to be taking input from people. Joe Miller, who's a Republican legislator from up in Park River, said he loves Lawrence Welk, but he doesn't think the state should foot the bill for Welk's birthplace. It's just less money we could put toward tax relief roads or whatever. I know Steve is going to beat me up senseless when we tackle this topic next hour on Normal or Nuts Friday, but I'm going to say I think we should go for it here.
I think it could pay for itself. I think.
Well, if we have a historical society, this is to me the kind of things you do. If Lawrence Welk is part of North Dakota history, so if the mission is to live history, I think we should do that.
Very decent stuff too, by the way. Very wholesome stuff.
We can afford it too. I think we're in pretty good shape here in the great state of North Dakota because of all the oil boom, the energy boom, the ag boom, the tourism boom. We're boom town, every corner of the state, for crying out loud. Any other stories that you have on your radar?
Well, looking at the second page of the forum, Charles Schumer and John McCain are giggling like girls because the immigration overhaul Senate bill passed, going to highly unlikely that the People's House are going to put up with all of the pork, all of the disagreeable, vague, vulnerable stuff of the Senate version, even with the strengthened stuff along the border. I think it's going to have some real tough sledding in the People's House.
You're not thinking that's going to sail right on through?
No, it's not. It's not going to sail through at all. I know it's just got way, way too much pork, way too much ambiguity, and it's people are absolutely convinced it gives legal a pathway to citizenship for people that broke the law, millions of people that broke the law, and that is a precedent that we can't get around. We either defend the law or we don't. It's semantics, but then there's all kinds of other things too. There's all other troubling security things and favoritism things, and Now we have the whole gay thing, the demographic thing, the politics of it. It's kind of six of one and half a dozen of the other, because, of course, if the House opposes it, this is going to be issue number one in the Hispanic community. But I think a lot of wise Hispanics, they believe that we should have a rule of law in America as well.
All right, we'll talk sports at the bottom of the hour with Mark Skogerbo. Thanks, Mark. Steve Bach and I are going to chat with the folks from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Randy Hotzenbueller, the president, will join us when we come back. And we got a fun show today from Medora live on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1400.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. We're live at Medora today. We're at Theodore's, actually in the Rough Rider Inn, which is absolutely beautiful. Randy Hotzenbueller is here, who's the president of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Great to see you, Randy. How are you?
Great to have you here, you guys. How could you be anything but perfect on a morning like this in the Badlands?
No kidding.
It's gorgeous.
The air is just... I don't know. You should charge for it out here. It's so good.
I think we will.
Yeah. Good idea. Another revenue opportunity for the foundations. It's well worth the at any price. And Mr. Bakken is looking forward to golfing today.
We'll golf with Bully Pulpit this afternoon. I'm looking forward to that. And, geez, like you were saying, this weather's horrible.
Yeah, just wish we could get – this is what, you know, everybody calls the Chamber of Commerce Day. And we're in summer. It's awesome out here right now.
But this is typical. I mean, this is typical out, and I think people forget that. The further west you get, it's more of a stable climate. You don't get all the thunderstorms. You don't get all the weather issues. You can plan a vacation and pretty much plan on having decent weather.
Can I get you to repeat that?
Absolutely, you can.
You know, the commercials?
It is actually true out here, and we had a wet spring, so it's made everything just stunning.
Gorgeous.
It's more lush and thicker and greener than ever. But the reality is what you talk about, when people plan vacations, they do wonder about weather. And the math tells you that you can plan. Because out here, you know, we'll do 94 shows in a season, and in a typical year, we will lose maybe three to four, sometimes five. So, you know, when people say, well, is it going to rain? We just say, no, we're going to have a show. It just works out that way. So it is something, but, you know, we take a big risk away from people. One of our philosophies is make it easy for the people. So in case it does rain, if someone's planning to come to Medora and go to the Medora musical, I always laugh and say the folks over in Dickinson are smart. They watch the radar. If it looks like a thunderstorm, they order tickets because we have the friendliest policy in the country. If it does rain out, we give our guests two tickets for the one that they purchased, and they can use them this year or next. Or if they prefer a refund, we give them a refund.
So there's a no-risk deal.
Well, and you mentioned, too, you have a show. Well, odds are if there's a thunderstorm, you're going to get a show. There's nothing like watching
right.
a lightning storm out in the Badlands. It's an amazing show.
You could work for us. You keep kind of giving me ideas for more revenue. We used to laugh when the show was on and there would be a thunderstorm and a lightning. Maybe we should throw a $5 surcharge or something on it.
There you go.
It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's a great sight out there. Talk about the vision, Randy, of the foundation. You know, way back to Harold Schaefer looking over a bluff and saying this could be something to where it is today. Give us the long view here.
Well, the Medora Foundation has only been around 27 years, and the musical's been 49. So Harold was working at this, you know, for 20 some years before. And if any of the listeners had a chance to see on Prairie Public the film that we had produced on Harold Schaefer, it tells the story. And you know, some people would say Harold had no vision; he just went to work. And I had the good privilege of working with him for about 13 years. He absolutely loved the Badlands. He, you know, adored the idea of North Dakota, and he was a real Theodore Roosevelt fan. So you put those three things together, and, you know, he came upon the Badlands a long time ago, and he really, really did believe this was a special place on Earth. And his vision was he wanted to share it with the people of America and, you know, beyond that, the whole country. So, you know, 49 years of kind of plodding along, trying to make improvements every year a little bit better, a little bit better. I know toward the end of Harold's life, after he had created the Medora Foundation, he would get emotional about it. He would get emotional about the fact that people adopted this town and made it greater than he could himself. And, you know, it's kind of legendary what he did in the state and with his company, and he chose to put a lot of his energy and his resources into this little town. So, you know, the vision was very, very simple, that he wanted to share the history of Medora and the Badlands and Theodore Roosevelt and the Marquis and Medora. The Medora Foundation has taken that, and we've actually come up with a vision, I think, that Harold would be really proud of. Our vision statement is very simple. We connect people to historic Medora for positive, life-changing experiences. And that sounds kind of grandiose in some ways, but that happens at all kinds of levels. Every day, if we are walking around town and listening to people, there are actually some really important connections being made. Sometimes people will tell us, I lost a spouse 6 weeks ago. I needed to come to the Badlands. And other times it's no more complicated than a grandpa and a seven-year-old going out to the world's largest inflatable water slide and just hooting and hollering and making family traditions. So, you know, that's the current vision of the Medora Foundation.
You mentioned Harold Schaefer's love for Teddy Roosevelt. That is really the brand here. It's Teddy, right? And you're taking that all around the state?
It is. You know, if you did brand study in North Dakota and you said Medora, almost 100% of the people are going to also associate the Medora musical. And we love that. That is our rock activity. And you'll get to talk with some of the cast members later. But Harold was smarter than the rest of us. He didn't call it the Harold Schaefer Foundation. He didn't call it the Medora Foundation. He called it the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. And it's taken us a while to really appreciate that what Harold saw was Theodore Roosevelt is forever. And we have, in the last year and a half, really concentrated on engaging with one of the most talented reprisers of Theodore Roosevelt. I met him in 2008 at the White House as he performed for President Bush and Laura Bush on the occasion of the 150th birthday. You'll see and talk with him later, Joe Wiegand. But we have literally taken him all around the country because part of our goal is to broaden that brand. When people say Madora, they say musical. We want the country in time to say when they think of Theodore Roosevelt, one of the must-think thoughts that they will have will be Medora, North Dakota. And this guy is so good. He's just, we've taken him all around the country this last winter. We did a 27 event tour in 10 days across North Dakota in late April. Some of the most fun I've had in 25 years working in Medora.
You know, also in your own backyard, you've got the most photographed spot in all of the Badlands here. You guys were instrumental in keeping the Painted Canyon Rest Area open.
Well, we had a small part in it, and it's a great community. Senator Hoeven's staff and a number of folks became really concerned when it was possible that Painted Canyon would not be able to remain open through part of the fall. And about, I'd say there were 10 or 12 people from North Dakota Tourism, local business owners, the park. Valerie Naylor from the Park Service was really terrific to work with. It's just a great situation when people were able to talk about what can we do. And all the Medora Foundation did was weigh in and say it's important that that Painted Canyon visitor site is open. Really, the credit goes to Senator Hoeven's office and Sarah Ottie Coleman at North Dakota Tourism because we applied for a grant for them. And we were successful in receiving that, and all we did was turn over the funds to the National Park Service.
Well, kudos for stepping up when the federal government fell down.
Well, it works, I guess.
That's what we do in North Dakota. We make it work.
That's right. That's right.
Is there? We got a couple minutes left here, is all. But and what's next for Medora? What do you want to? I mean, this facility. We're in the Rough Rider Hotel. Was a great addition, and obviously the ability that came with this. But what's next on the radar?
Well, it probably there's a lot of fun capital things that we're working on. But what I would say is what I see for the future of Medora right now. We're at the front edge of a positive tipping point. There are so many new North Dakotans in Watford City, Williston, Dickinson that are now living in houses and apartments. And through the first 2.5 weeks, we are growing visitation.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Come to Medora. Thanks, Randy. Great chat with you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it very much.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create new nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I was born on a rock in the middle of the ocean, where the wind's so rough it could carry you to London.
Maureen Medora, I love it. It's a newfound nothing better. Mark's going to join us to talk about sports in a moment. Steve Bockett is here. Do you think I'm nuts to think it's a wise investment of
yes.
state historical dollars to buy Lawrence Welk's house? I want to ask the audience this question today.
I'm biased on this because I've got a little Lawrence Welk story. It's a great Lawrence Welk story. My grandmother, I was raised by my grandparents. My grandmother was a chauffeur for the Navy during World War II in San Francisco. And so she got to know Jerry Colonna, all the USO people, Bob Hope, Lawrence Welk. She's got an amazing voice. Lawrence Welk actually offered her the job as the bubble lady, if you remember the bubble
the
lady.
The bubble lady.
She turned it down because she was in love with my grandfather. So,
well, this was part of a big controversy a number of years ago. Remember, there was $500,000, I think Byron Dorgan put it in some budget, and it was used as an example of pork. And, you know, I don't agree with the federal government doing this, but I think this is a North Dakota thing.
It is. Yeah.
You know, I mean, no different than here in Medora, you've got, the meatpacking plant. And you know, the connection there. That's the State Historical Society, a yes. tour that you go on here. So
is this something for the federal government? No. Because do you want the U.S. Park Service running this? No. Absolutely
not. No, it's
not
that big a deal, but I think it's a really neat North Dakota thing. So please call me nuts. It'll just...
You're nuts.
It'll be...
I'm biased, but you're nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
No problem calling you nuts.
And if we both think it's a good idea, then they can all call us nuts. Anyway, we'll do that in a little bit. We're going to chat with Chief Operating Officer for Medora, the foundation, in just a bit here. And but the facilities here are really amazing. I always tell folks, if you've not been to Medora lately, you've not been to Medora, because the accommodations really continue to go up a notch. So it's pretty neat. So we'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to check a sports here with my pal Mark Skogerbo. The Twins win last night, Mark?
Well, yes, they did. Dodino is no longer the wild man champ of the Twins. He didn't hit anybody, and he only gave up one run. Twins win 3-1. Morneau actually hit two doubles, and they look like a great team. They got 17 in a row more to go. Now the new wild man, who gave up six walks in his last inning, I think his name, and he hit somebody, is P.J. Wildman Walter. He's got the new... You got the new crazy crown from Dodino. He's pitching tonight against Kansas City again.
So they can keep playing wild thing then at the ballpark.
It is wild thing. Right. It's so crazy. These people are just terrified of Dodino because, you know, he hits people right and left, and the ball just does all kinds of funny things. He doesn't even know where it's going.
Use that to your advantage, though, as a pitcher.
He does. He absolutely does. They are not nimble at the plate looking at Dodino, and he's got this crazed look, and his arm comes way over the top, and it looks like it's going to go anywhere. And then it darts a really great slider. He's a world-class pitcher if he can have his control. And so he's gotten into the seventh inning four games out of his last six. And another thing, they beat Guthrie. I always like to look for improvement and silver linings, you know. And we're only six games behind the awesome Detroit team. And so that was pretty good. The FM Red Wings are just cooking. They won 8 out of 10 games on their 10-game road trip. They're back in home now. They're going to play the T-Bones, and they're in first place by 2.5 games. So they're looking great. Of course, the big story, how far are you guys from South Dakota?
A stone's throw.
Distance.
Yeah, it's not far.
Well, they're proud of SDSU's Walters. He got picked early on. He was the 38th overall pick, got picked by the Washington Wizards. You know, he averaged 22 points for SDSU, but then he was traded twice, ends up close to home, Milwaukee Bucks. But what a thrilling day. He's the first star picked from the Summit League player since the 2008 draft.
See, that's a place he's going to flourish, too, because he could be a sniper there.
Absolutely.
And he's fearless. That's the one thing I think everybody realized in the tournament was he's absolutely fearless. He was not afraid of going up against anybody.
No. Just a great, and of course he led his team to the NCAA tournament last two seasons, and then the Timberwolves were pretty happy. They didn't get a super shooting guard. They traded down from 9, but got two really neat guys at 14 and 21. They got a Shabazz Muhammad, who big guy that can block shots, shoots really well, 37% from threes, big tall guy, and then they got Georgie Ding, who's also a great defender. A couple of neat guys. They got two more people in the top 20. So that's the only advantage about doing poorly is that you do well in the draft. So it looks like the Timberwolves are really shaping up into a good ball club and deep.
I bet you said that last year.
You know I'm a broken record. I am. I'm absolutely shameless and pitiful. But I'm growing up. I'm starting to get a little bit more realistic. Like I've decided now, if the Twins are behind by 20 games and there's 23 games left, I might begin to wonder. You know. But
by the way, the Hernandez story got a little creepier. Now he's being investigated for other murders. Now.
Yeah.
I mean, do they have a background check in the in NFL? Or I mean, my gosh.
No, he's an illegal alien from Mars.
Lie detector test, maybe? How many different people have been arrested, too, NFLers? Do you see that? The number yesterday was just outrageous. 27 of them since the Super Bowl have been arrested. Thuggery, for crying out loud.
What did wrong with
a lot of players,
guys,
too. I mean, percentage-wise, it's not as bad as you think. You just look at the number 27, and it seems like a high number. But if you break that down as percentages through society and percentages of the NBA, there's a lot fewer players in a sport like the NBA in basketball than there are in the NFL.
Yeah.
Anything else sports-wise before we let you go, Mark?
Well, Wimbledon has finally settled down. It's been absolute chaos there at the biggest tennis tournament on earth. But the big boys won, Djokovic and Williams. So it looks like both the number ones in the world are moving inexorably towards green glory in Wimbledon.
Mark Hoyes is the Freedom Poet who takes over the Common Sense Club later on our stations. And I usually ask Mark for a little freedom minute. Have you got a favorite quick Teddy Roosevelt story? What's your favorite memory of Teddy Roosevelt?
I think one of the most dynamic memories of Teddy Roosevelt was he said that I can raise my daughter or I can be president, but I can't do both. Alice is crazy. so he figured that he had a handful with a daughter and he had to kind of transfer her over. See, he lost his wife and his mom in the same day, and then he moved out to Medora, and he when he came out to Medora, he considered himself a snob from, you know, a highly privileged family in New York, and he said Medora turned him into a man. He arrested a robber, he rode night and day, he became tough, he became a man, and he led by example the life of sturdiness, the life of commitment, the life of being in great shape and doing your best. A very strong, manly man.
And he said he would not have been president but for Medora. That is
reason. He would not have been president without Medora. It changed him completely from a snob into a real, vibrant man.
It's reason enough for everybody on the planet to be including Medora on your bucket list. In our normal or nuts question, if Medora is not on your bucket list, if you've not been here. I've said earlier on previous programs over the years that it should be required for citizenship in North Dakota that you have to check that box. But it should be on your bucket list for sure, for those reasons and many more. Thanks, Mark.
Yep.
You have a fun little program.
Thank you.
Called the Common Sense Club coming up. Stay tuned for that. We are in Medora today, Steve Bakken and I, and the chief operating officer for the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation is here, Mike Bodoin.
Mike Bodoin, yes.
I'll make sure I'm saying that right. French.
That is French.
It is. So you probably spent a little time over that place down the road here known as the Chateau de Morse, right?
I have been there a few times.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Yeah. Another French name. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming out to Modora, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. It is a pleasure.
What excites you most about this year?
Well, I think the musical start time is pretty exciting. You know, we've run the musical 39 years at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time, and this year we've changed that to make it a little more family accommodating, and starting time is now 7:30 Mountain Time.
How's that working? How's the response back on that? Are people happy about that change?
It's been fantastic. I mean, you can come back downtown by 9:30 or 10 o'clock and maybe drive back home to Dickinson or Bowman or surrounding backyard areas especially.
What was the reason for the change? What prompted it after 49 years? That's pretty significant.
We probably talked about it for 49 years, but we just finally pulled the trigger on it. It's just really, it's a common sense move, actually. Young children, young families, elderly, you know, it just gets late. It was 11 o'clock, you drive home an hour, it's midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning by the time you get home. So, you know, the only downside, if there is a downside to it, you know, it's light out when we're starting now, but by the time you're getting into it, the sun is going down, and it's just such a beautiful setting up there, which you guys all
see. It's kind of nice, though, having that that opportunity to sit in the grandstands and in the bowl and be able to see some of the canyons and some of the view from up there as well.
Yeah, exactly, and it is amazing right now with the rain that we've had, and it's as green probably as it's ever been. The hills are gorgeous. I was up the night before last, and like you said, to get the views. The elk are, you know, on the hills, and it's just beautiful.
The Rough Rider Hotel is really something. That's one thing I always talk to folks, say, you know, if you hear any criticism of Modora of the past, you know, the accommodations just are a little, you're kind of roughing it. Well, you're not roughing it any longer than the Rough Rider Hotel, are you?
There's nothing rough about the Rough Riders Hotel. It was, and you're exactly right, it was much needed. We did this project about 5 years ago is when we started it. And that was the renovation of the existing Rough Riders Hotel. Then 4 years ago, we opened a new addition with 68 rooms. So we've got 76 rooms, and it's a first-class operation. I mean, the restaurant's fantastic. The 76 rooms are as nice as anywhere.
Long yep. process. You went through it. You know, you took a long time to do it. How much planning went into it? Where was the vision to come up with a first-class destination hotel for here?
Well, you go back to Harold Schaefer in 1965 when he bought the Rough Riders Hotel. I mean, it was in shambles, probably 1963, and he opened it in 1965. Remodeled, hadn't been done, you know, since 1965. So, I mean, we recognize the fact that, you know, we needed a nicer, more upscale room and a nicer restaurant in town and more rooms, period. You know, people were staying in Dickinson and coming out to Modora, but now we've got about 335 rooms that we operate, and also the American in town has got, they just added on to their hotel, actually, so they put 25 more rooms. So we've got, you know, ample rooms now.
How much growth are you expecting? Where do you see the growth pattern going for Modora?
Well, you know, you're going to play Bully Pulpit this afternoon, and that's brought a whole different demographic to Modora, really. You know, I mean, so you've got the families and the travelers. You got the boys coming out from Minneapolis on a golf trip, and it's just changed. You know, you look into the future, and there will be some more capital projects that we do. We did the golf course. This is the ninth year of Bully Pulpit. Rough Riders Hotel, fourth and fifth year, you know, of that. So we'll continue. We'll continue to grow.
Hang on, Mike. We'll chat more after the break. We're live from Modora on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bachman. I'm Scott Hinman. Stay tuned.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in their refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up, order, find your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Getridofsmellnow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The program we call What's on Your Mind, Steve Bakken and I are coming to you live from Theodore's dining room in the Rough Rider Hotel.
I mentioned that I mentioned it last time. We're in the bar, but the bar's not open.
That's a good thing, right? we're chatting with Mike Beaudoin. Mike is the Chief Operating Officer for the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. We're going to chat today on the program with the man that does the reprisal of Teddy Roosevelt. And puts on a little performance. That'll be fun. We're going to talk with the folks in the Family Fun Center, which is new, second year for the Family Fun Center, and also a couple of members of the Burning Hills Singers in the Medora musical cast. So we have a fun Medora-driven program today, and what's not to love? What's the most popular eating spot?
Well, I would say Theodore's is pretty popular right here.
Yeah.
And there's Boots Bar and Grill down the street is another great place to be. So Pizza Parlor, Chuck Wagon across the street here is a good family place to eat.
A lot of choices.
It's at the Pizza Parlor last night.
Well, yeah, I love the Pizza Parlor. Yeah. I do, yeah. Chuck Wagon's great.
Yeah. The Chuck Wagon, yeah.
And, of course, there is something new up right before the musical. A lot of folks like to hit the Pitchfork Fondue, and that's sort of legendary here. But you've added a... You've got a little twist there, right?
We have. We've got what we call a cowboy cookout 5 nights a week. We do Sunday through Thursday this cowboy cookout, and it's an herb-roasted chicken, ribs, and bison. So, you know, some of our guests are intrigued by bison especially. And so, yeah, it's been a great addition for, you know, for those especially maybe that want to eat a little bit healthier. versus
that'd be you, Steve.
Yeah.
A little healthier.
Yeah. Maybe I should, but give me dead cow.
Yeah.
I like bison, though.
Well, it's healthy.
Can I have both tonight?
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, tonight's Friday. We don't have the cowboy cookout tonight, so you've got a choice of a steak or a hot dog.
What else do you want to tell folks about Medora if they haven't been here lately, or what you want them to know? Obviously, we've been talking a lot about the new time for the musical. It's 7:30 now. Goes all the way through September 7th, but what else do you want folks to know about mine?
You know, really, I don't think we have anybody coming in today talking about Bully Pulpit. And Steve's going to be out playing Bully Pulpit this afternoon, and maybe he'll touch on it a little bit next week after maybe it eats his lunch this afternoon.
I brought extra balls just for golfing Bully Pulpit.
That's a good thing.
This thing should have like a PGA tournament on it or something, just so the nation knows about it. I mean, it's obviously ranked up there, but I mean, you really need to see it, live it, play it to understand the beauty and the magnificence of the Bully Pulpit golf course. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is, and they were rated this year in Golf Digest top 100 public courses, and it truly is. I think I play so poorly out there because I'm looking at the views and not paying attention to my game, because it is just truly fantastic, and it is in as good a shape as it's ever been in its ninth season.
Golf comes down to one thing, Mike. Hit them till you like one.
That's exactly right. And if I hit them 100 times, there's usually one or two that brings you back out there, right?
Exactly, and that's what it is about with Bully Pulpit. You can get serious about it, but from everybody I've talked to that's come out here, and I have not golfed Bully Pulpit yet. This will be my first time golfing Bully Pulpit, but everybody has said, forget about your game. Just enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Golf in the moment. It's about the experience.
Yeah, it is.
And
that's good advice.
That's entirely what I plan to do today.
Yep, absolutely, because it is. You get down on the bottom, and you've got the holes, the flatland holes along the river, and then you get up to the scenic buttes, and it's just fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
That course is how old now?
This is our ninth season.
Okay, yeah.
And especially, too, you know, you think about a young golf course. It takes 10 or 20 years to get that grass to be, to be perfect, and it is there right now. It is absolutely perfect. Greens are amazing.
And you're fully recovered from the damage you had from the flooding in Little Missouri as well.
Yeah, we've gotten a little bit, we've gotten too good at that, recovering from floods out here, but you never know. We had any water on the course, and that was 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it, like I said, it's as good as it's ever been.
And the course easy to play? I mean, can you get a...
We've got 5 tees. You know, that's kind of the new slogan of the PGA Tour now is tee it up or play it up. And, you know, you've got five different tees to play, so it plays as difficult as you want it to play, really. And it's not that tough.
And what's a round cost out there?
It's $85 a round. And then we've got some, you know, twilight rates and things that, are close to half price and things. So it's a reasonable course.
And you do have a lot of groups that come out there, too, for tournaments and things of that nature.
Yeah, we've got 3,000 rounds this year of just tournament rounds. And, you know, we had a North Dakota two-man best ball tournament early in the season. I think it was May 17th, 18th. And those are the best sticks in the state coming out from Fargo and Grand Forks and Minot. And, they've been coming out here, I think, for about 5 years, and they love it. They rave about it. And when those guys speak highly of it, you know you got a good good course.
And whatever you're doing out here, if you want to golf, if you want to stay, if you want musical tickets, you got one website, one telephone number, take care of everything, right?
Absolutely. 1-800-MEDORA-1, or you go on our website, www.medora.com, and you can literally plan your trip on the website. It's a new site for us this year, and it's been very friendly to our users.
So that's Medora.com, or you can call 800-MEDORA-1, 800-MEDORA-1. Is the musical the thing? I mean, is that the biggest attraction here?
I mean, if you think about the big three, you know, it's definitely the musical, Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and Bully Pulpit has become, you know, in that number, too. So, and it's just so, you know, Randy talked earlier about reunions and the families coming out and time again, year after year, and that's really what it is. It's a place to meet with your families and kind of a destination for those reunions and
things. You get a lot of families that come back. It's a family tradition.
It is absolutely family tradition. We've got a group now in town this weekend. I think 20 some years they've been coming out every year for 20 some years. You know, and that's what it's all about, Medora.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for coming out, guys.
We're looking forward to talking about all things Medora today. On a beautiful day, 61 at Dickinson, 65 at Bismarck, 69 at Fargo right now, Minot 67, Tioga 63. With Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinton. More of What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
When Nested Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nested of Nested Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nested Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.